The next patient is Robert Treadwell. The last name is T-R-E-A, D like in Delta, W-E-L-L. Robert, this is the clinical case of a 69-year-old male that is following this practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. Today, when the patient walked into the office, he was wobbly, he was pale, and he was very unsteady on his feet. It was very difficult for us to get him weight. When he got to the examining area, the patient was with a systolic blood pressure of 83, diastolic of 56. There was no evidence of tachycardia. There was no evidence of a cardiac arrhythmia. There was no evidence of shortness of breath. And as time went by, the patient was recovering progressively. He thinks that he took several pills. Including Xanax, right before he was heading to this office. Period. After observation, the patient was more stable. He was feeling well. The color came back, and he was advised to go to the emergency room. However, he hesitated, and he says that he needs to eat something. The laboratory workup. In the comprehensive metabolic profile, the serum creatinine is 2. The estimated EFR is 35 mL per minute. The serum electrolytes are with normal limits. The patient had a protein creatinine ratio that is consistent with 233 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Hemoglobin 12.6, hematocrit 40.6, platelet count with the normal limits.
On Monday, at 9:45. Yeah. But I have to make sure that you do the labs.
Yeah, that is good. Number 2, arterial hypertension that seems to be under control. When we took the blood pressure after the office visit, it was 123/60. Following number, the patient has a history of coronary artery disease, status post coronary artery bypass, and PCIs, followed by the cardiologist Dr. Athapan. Following number, peripheral vascular disease that apparently is going to be worked on by Dr. Saka, S-A-A-K-A, on Monday. Today is Thursday. I mean Wednesday. Following number, nephrolithiasis that has been asymptomatic. Following number, the patient has a severe tobacco dependence, and he was counseled about the need for him to quit the tobacco abuse. Following number, degenerative joint disease. The patient is to avoid non-steroidal anti-inflammatory. The following number, diverticulosis of the colon, that is asymptomatic. We're going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. I spent 20 minutes reviewing the lab with the patient, 20 minutes, and with the documentation, 7 minutes.